Starting on Nun Amud Beis, Amar Rava. Rava said, Hilchos HaHalacha is Pachos Mishtus, if the overcharge or the underpayment was less than a sixth, Nikne Mekach, there is an automatic waiving, there's an automatic Mechila, and the deal is done. Yoser Al Shtus, if the overcharge was more than a sixth, Bitzel Mekach, that means the deal wasn't done. Either one can reverse it. Shtus, if the overcharge was a sixth, Kana, so while the buyer does have the object, Umachzir Ona'a, however, the seller is to return that amount that he overcharged, and neither can reverse the entirety of the deal.
Rabbi, this 1/6 is profit or is markup?
No, if there was an excess markup of a sixth more than the market price.
Market, so it's not a markup then.
Net profit.
Well, it's what the going rate.
It's overcharge. If he overcharged by a sixth more than the going price,
so if he buys,
he has to give back
for
that sixth.
$20, or let's say 24, so if we do it then. He wants to sell it for
28.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the market price for this, 28. Plus, he cannot do 1/6 extra more than 28. Is that what it is?
That's right. That's right.
So 28 is the limit that he should sell it.
That's right.
Very similar.
The Zevizeh, now both the concept of an extra sixth, or where he has to return that extra amount, or more than a sixth, he has a time frame. He has the amount of time, he the buyer, to show what he bought to another merchant or to a relative and tell them, this is what I got, this is how much I got it for. And if they say, well, you know, you overpaid, then he can go and, you know, either get his amount of overpay back, or if he overpaid so much, he can reverse the deal. But after that time frame, let's say the next day, he can't reverse the deal anymore because we say there was mechila. That's what Rava said. Tanya kavase de Rava. We have a braisa like Rava. Oh no, pachos mishtes. If the overcharge was less than a sixth, nikne mekach, the deal was done right away. There is forgiveness. Yeser al shtus. If it's more than a sixth, batel mekach, then the deal is reversed. They can reverse the deal. Nothing happened here. Shtus, if it was exactly a sixth, kana, the deal stood, but mazir ona, he can demand the money back, but he can't reverse the deal. Divrei Rabbi Nasan, this is the view of Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says that if the seller was underpaid by a sixth, then Yad Mocher Al Elyona, the seller is the one who has the rights. Ratza Omer lo tainli mekhi. If he was underpaid by a sixth, he can say, you know what, I'm reversing the whole thing. Give me back the item, I'll give you back the money. O tainli masha in nisani. Or he can say, give me that extra sixth that you didn't give me. Okay, that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Zev is then, both if there was a situation of overpaying by a sixth, or overpaying by more than a sixth, which you can then reverse the whole deal if you overpaid by more than a sixth. You only have a limited amount of time to reverse it. You have the amount of time to show what you purchased to another merchant or to a relative and say, this is what I got, this is what I paid for it. He says, oh my gosh, you paid double what you should be paying for. But then you can go and reverse it. But if you wait the next day you say, I want to reverse it, too late, you've already waived your rights. So the idea of returns in halacha is very limited. You only have a couple of hours to return based on pricing. Then you don't. Pachos mishtus is forgiven. But if it was shtus or more than shtus, then you want to get either the money, the buyer wants to get the extra amount he paid back, or he wants to reverse the whole deal. He only has a limited window of time to be able to do that.
The seller has the same right.
We'll see with the seller. The seller is different because he doesn't have an object to show, so he might have more time. We saw.
He wakes up, if everybody's selling grapes in the market and everybody raised their prices to, you know, $2 a pound, and he didn't get the memo, and he's still selling it for $1 a pound.
That's right. He can say, I was underselling, you were underpaying, it wasn't right. So the Mishnah says, Ad masai mutu lahachzir. How long does he have to, you know, reverse things? Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Lo Shanu, we didn't say this time that he has to show it to a relative, but more than that, he already forgave it. Elo lokeach. That's true in terms of the buyer who has an object to show. Avol mocher, but the seller, which is Roger's point, if the seller was underpaid, who's he going to show? Who's he going to say, oh, this object was sold for this? He doesn't have the object anymore. So la'olam chozer, he can change his mind, or he can cause a reversal even later, after this point, forever. He can go back and say, you know, I was underpaid, or I so underpaid, I want the whole deal reversed.
He is
forever, because he doesn't have an object to show people. Says the Gemara, name is Sayele, maybe we can make a proof to Rav Nachman, because we learned in our Mishnah that the merchants of Lud, Chazru, they didn't like the views of Rabbi Tarfon once they heard that it's a whole day that he gives for a return. And they went back to Divrei Chachamim that the amount of Onah is only a sixth, but the amount of reversal, the time for reversal, is more limited. Ask the Gemara, if you're going to say that a seller can change his mind forever, Mishum Hachi Chazru. That's why they changed their mind. Because they were the sellers. And they said, you know, what did we gain from Rabbi Tarfon's halacha, who says there's a whole day to change your mind or to get reimbursement? We're sellers. We could always change our mind. That was the view of the Chacham too. Eli Amrit, but if you're going to say, not like Rav Nachman, but rather, Mocher Nami Kelokeach Dami, that a seller who was underpaid has a limited time frame with which to demand the reimbursement. So my nafkaluhu mina. So why were they upset that Rabbi Nachman had given a full day for the buyers to demand repayment? The same way Rabbi Tarfon has helped out the buyers by giving them a whole day instead of giving them just a couple of hours. It also helps the sellers. The sellers have a whole day instead of just a couple of hours. That helps them. So why were they reversing? Why did they go away from Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Tarfon, I mean, answer the Gemara, Tagare Lud, these merchants, they knew the prices. They were never getting underpaid. Lo Shkiach Tito, they weren't making that mistake. So the fact that they had more time to demand, you know, full payment wasn't a help for them. But what was a hurt for them was the fact that there was more time for the buyers who overpaid to demand reimbursement. That was a hurt, because that would happen. They were the experts. The buyers weren't always the experts. So that's why, once they realized that according to Rabbi Tarfon, the buyer has more time, they say, you know what, we'd rather have the systems of the Chachamim, only a sixth, but at least only a limited amount of time for reversal.
But it could be the other way around too, Rabbi. So, I mean, you know, the expert could be the one that's buying from a...
But that wasn't in Lud. In Lud, the experts were the sellers.
But if the buyer knew, like say the internet, you go on the internet, you see all the prices, $19, $20, $20, and he chooses the $26. Mm-hmm. There's nothing on him.
So we'll see. No, we will. We'll see in today's Gemara. The Gemara is going to teach that if there was an explicit condition, or even an understood condition, that I'm buying and waiving the right. No, I'm buying, but I'm waiving the right to claim that I was overcharged. Then I can't go back and say, "Hey, I was overcharged. Give me back." So a story. Ushpizichne de Rami Bar Chama, the host of Rami Bar Chama, Zabin Chamra, he sold a donkey. Vita, he made a mistake in terms of what he took from the buyer. He didn't take enough money from the buyer. So Ashkeche, so Rami Bar Chama met this guy, Dava Atziv, the host, is very sad. Amar Leis, so Rami Bar Chama said to him, "My Atzivus, why are you so sad?" Amar Leis, he said, "Zvini Chamra, I sold my donkey, Vita, but I didn't get the right price. I was underpaid. I made a mistake." Amalei, so Rami Bar Chama said, so Zil Hadarbach. Okay, so go back to the buyer and say, "You didn't pay me enough. We have to reverse the deal." Amalei, He said, but I can't. You know, but I spent a lot of time. It's been a while since the deal. So it's been more time than, you know, it would take for me to show something to a relative or to a merchant. I can't reverse it anymore, as the Mishnah says. Even though this was the seller. So Shadre, the commander of Nachman, so Rav Chama sent him to Rav Nachman, who, as we began, said that a seller always has the time to reverse. Amar Le, so Rav Nachman said, Lo Shanu, the concept that there's only a limited amount of time to go back with complaints, is El Elokeach. That's referring to the buyer who overpays. Aval Mocher, but a seller who was underpaid, he doesn't have the object. So the Olam Choser, he can always reverse it. My time, a why? And the Gemara explains. Lokeach, a buyer who, let's say, gets a donkey, but he paid too much for it. He paid double what it should be, what he should have paid. Vikhoviyado. He has the donkey in his hand that he overpaid for. Kalecha da azil machfile. Wherever he goes, he shows this donkey. He shows to people, you know, this is the donkey I got. This is how much I paid for it. They tell him right away. Well, you were fleeced. You paid too much. Amrile, they tell him right away. He saw if he made a mistake. He low saw if he got a decent deal. But Mocher, but a seller, right? A guy who sold the donkey, he's not going around telling people what there is in his books. He doesn't go around telling people, you know, I had a donkey, I sold it for this price or that price. The low knock at Mikhabiyah, he doesn't have the donkey in his hand anymore. Adamus Ramile is Vina Kizvinte. Then sometimes he's going to have another opportunity. You know, he's going to get another donkey that he could buy to sell. Or he's going to see, you know, somehow be in the donkey market, see what's going on and start talking. So then Viyadata Ilota. Then he's going to find out if he made a mistake or not. So therefore, since you were the seller, you have nothing to be upset about. You have all the time in the world to go and get reimbursed. You were underpaid. Okay, go to the guy and say you were underpaid. You've discovered you were underpaid. You found out from others. And you want your money back. You want more money. So you're entitled to demand it and you'll get it. Another story. There was a man, he was holding strips of silk to sell them. Kare shita, so he was calling out, I'm selling it for 6 zuz. V'shavya chamisha, but the truth is, it was really worth 5 zuz. So according to, as we saw Shmuel yesterday, that's already ona, because based on what will be paid, 6 zuz, 1/6 of 6 is 1, and there's an extra 1 here, that's ona. Now the truth is, if people would have offered him 5.5 zuz, he would have taken it. There was a man who came, he wanted to buy the silk. Amar, he said, if I give him 5.5, so that'll be great. 5.5, right? Then right away he's going to forgive, because it's less than 1/6, and I won't be able to get it back from him, because he will have overcharged me, but he will have overcharged me by less than 1/6. So you know what I'm going to do? Atin le shita, I'm going to give him 6. I'll give him 6, I'll get the silks. And then, at be ledina, within a short amount of time, I'm going to go to court and say, you know what, he overcharged me. The going rate was 5, I paid 6, I paid an extra 6, give me back that 6th. Aslakami de Rava, so he went to Rava. Amalei Rava said, Lo Shanu, the halacha, that if you were overcharged, you can demand that money back if it was 1/6 that you were overcharged. That's only true if you buy from a merchant. A merchant who's selling silks or selling jewelry, if he overcharges you the going rate, he charges you more than the going rate, you can demand some of the money back. But if you're buying from a homeowner is not such an expert. He doesn't have lots of goods to sell. Whatever he sells are things that he really loves a lot. He loves a lot. He doesn't want to part with it. So he's really only willing to part because he's getting more than the going rate. So Ein lo olav ona, you can't claim, but I paid more than the going rate. Because basically, since you knew you were buying from someone who doesn't want to sell, the only reason why he's selling is because he's getting a huge, great deal. So it's basically you saying, I'm forgiving the rights to claim ona. I'm waiving it. I know I'm getting overcharged and I'm paying it. So that's Roger's case. If I know I'm getting overcharged and I choose to pay it anyway, I'm forgiving it. So what I'm buying from a balabayas, by definition, I'm going to forgive it because I know that he doesn't want to sell. The only reason why he would sell is if he was getting a great rate. So I'm paying him the great rate. That's it. So you, he was a Bala Bias. He was saying he wanted six. You paid him six. You can't claim, oh, it was more than the going rate. I'm entitled to get it back. You're not entitled to get it back because you're not buying from a store. You're buying from a Bala Bias. You know he doesn't want to sell at all. He's only willing to sell if you give him more than the going rate. So you were waiving the right to claim he fleeced me in what he charged me. Not if there was a, not if there's an understood communications. Another story. Who gaver? There was a man. Davanaka kipilizvuni. He wanted. He was holding, nose rings to sell them. Kari shitin. He was calling out in the market. I've got nose rings to, for sale. 60 zuz. Shavu chamshin. The truth is, they're really worth 50. Now, if someone in the market would have given him 55. Have a shakl. He would have taken it. Also, Ugarva, there was a man who came and wanted to buy nose rings. Amar, so that man said to himself, if I give him 55, that's not an amount that I could get reimbursed for, because that's an amount of being overcharged, but being overcharged by less than a sixth. If I'm overcharged by less than a sixth, I can't get reimbursed, because I was mochalit. You know what I'm going to do? Etin leishitin. I'm going to give him the list price of 60. That Beiladin, I'm going to demand, I'm going to bring him to court to get back that extra 10 zuz. So he did it. He gave 60 for the nose rings. Then he went and brought the man into Port of Chizda, saying he had overcharged me. Amalei of Chizda said, Lo Shanu, when we say that there's a din of onah, of overcharging, where you can get that overcharge back, and if the overcharge was more than a six, you can reverse the whole deal. That's only below Keach Menatagar when you buy from a merchant. But when you buy from a homeowner who doesn't want to sell at all, and the only reason why he's selling is because he's getting a price above the normal market, you don't have a claim of onah against him. Rav Dimi said to Rav Chizda, we had now two stories telling us this halacha. Yasher, that's a good decision that you made. Yisher Blazer also said it's a good decision. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? How can you say it's a good decision? How could you say that the laws of Onah that we've been learning about the last couple of days only apply to stores, but they don't apply to homeowners? For another time, we learned in a Mishnah, Kishem Shona Lehadjot, Kachona Letagar. The same way there are the laws of Onah with the individual, there are the laws of Onah with a merchant. So, Man Hedjot, what do you mean that there are laws of Onah with an individual? La Balabayas, it means the guy selling things who doesn't want to sell things, it's his heirlooms. And there are the laws of Onah. Rav Chizda said, no, the Mishnah was talking about Bitsadriyasa. You see that the Gemara, they used to use marijuana. These are clothing made of cannabis. They used to use the cannabis plant for medicine. So clothing made of cannabis, even when you buy it from the Bala Bayis, there is Onah. Avomani Tashmishe, but the things that he uses, let's say his jewelry, the Akiri Lei, that those are very precious to him and he doesn't want to sell them. So when he's selling it very reluctantly, it's not like the clothing of cannabis that he sells willfully. Lo Mazben Luhu, that he wouldn't sell the things that are his heirlooms, Ilav Bedam Yisera, unless there is added money beyond the normal price. And you who paid that added money, you paid 60 or you paid 6, those different cases for the jewelry or for the silks, you don't have a right to claim you were overcharged. You knew you were overcharged and you were willful to do so. Next Mishnah, Echad Halokeach, whether the buyer pays too much, Echad HaMocher, or the seller was underpaid, Yesh Len Onah, they have the laws of Onah. Kishem Shona Lehedjot, the same way there is the law of Onah with a Bala Bayis, Kach Onah Letagar, there is Onah for a merchant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Onah Letagar, Rabbi Yehuda says, a merchant cannot claim Onah. And you can't claim Onah when you buy from a merchant. Mishahutal Alav, the person who was taken advantage of, Yadu El Yona, he has the strength, therefore Ratza, if he wants, Omer Lo, the buyer who had to pay too much, can say to the seller, Teimi Ma Osai, the whole deal is reversed, give me back my object. Oh, or he can tell him, Teimi Ma Shinisi, Inisani, give me back that extra amount that you charged for me, and the whole deal is not reversed. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know that both the buyer and seller have the concept of onah, of overcharging? The Tanur Rabbanan learned in a braisa. It says in the pasuk, "V'chisimkru mimkar la'misecha." And when you will sell a sold item to your friend, and then it continues, it says, oh, kanom yadam isecha, or you buy from your friend, al tonu isha sachiv, don't take advantage a man from his friend. So maybe that's only if the buyer was taken advantage of, that the seller charged him too much. How do we know if the buyer was taking advantage because he underpaid the seller, that that's also a na? Because the pasuk says, oh, kano, or buying from your friend. So either in selling or in buying, if there was an overcharge, the Torah says, al tonu isha sachiv, do not overcharge your friend.
This is selling to a Jew, it can be selling to a
We're talking about with Jews. Isha sachiv, brothers.
Yeah.
The technical mara, if a moraim before made a halacha, and then a nush mishnah has the right to avoid this, because this is what's happening here. Before we say balabaitel, come mishnah, making it very strong.
No, but we just said that balabais is in only with cannabis clothing, not with most things. Mm. We just said a new kimta in the gemara to explain the mishnah. So that when the Mishnah said head yot, it means the big day kanbus with the garments of tzariyasa, tzadriyasa,
special merchandise,
right? So the Gemara says v'itzuch lemichtav lokeach. The pasuk had to tell us that if a buyer underpays v'itzuch lemichtav mocher, and they had to tell us that if a seller overpays. There are these halachas. The Ikasa Rachman Amoch, if the Torah would have only told us ona by a seller, I would think Mishum the Kimle Bezvinte. You know, he knows the prices. He's a seller. He knows the market. So if he took advantage of the buyer to overcharge, that's the wrong thing. Avalokeach, but a buyer, the lo Kimle Bezvinte, he doesn't know the prices. Emelo Azri Rachman below Sonu. Maybe Hashem doesn't give him a warning. Don't underpay. How would he know? Because of Rachman Elokeach, the Torah would have said that a buyer can't underpay. Mishum de kakane, because he's buying for himself. To Amri Inchi, people say, you know, I'm doing well. You know, Zavni Kanisa, right? I had cash, but now I have an object. An object is better. It's going to last longer. Because cash might go. Avol Mocher, but a seller Dabude Movit, because he's losing out. Because he used to have an object, now he's going to have cash. Amri Inchi, as people say, Zabin, when you sell Ovid, you're basically losing because you're going to have cash. Cash can get lost. So maybe there, when the Aima Lo Azri Rachman of Lo Son, maybe there the Torah doesn't warn him about don't overcharge. Therefore, Tzvich, we have to say that in both cases there is the warning, don't overcharge. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Ona L'Taga, there is no law of Ona, of overcharging with a merchant. Right, so I don't understand. Mishum shu tagar, because he's a merchant, ain lo ona, there's no law of overcharging or undercharging. Amrav Nachman Amarav, the tagar safser shanu. We're talking about a merchant who is a broker. He's in between. He's buying and then he's selling right away. He's a middleman. My taima, so why is there no ona? Because meida yadas vinte kamashavya. He's the guy who bought it just now, so he knows exactly what the set price is. Achule achil gabe, if he then turned around and sold it for less than what the going price is, he was mochelit. Why? Why did he sell it for the less than the normal price? Mishum this family is vintachrin. He got another chance to buy other merchandise, and he needed cash, so he took a loss to have the cash to be able to buy the other merchandise. And now, after you bought the other merchandise, he regrets it. All right, too late. He already sold it. Ravashi said, "My in letagor ona." What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said a merchant doesn't have ona? Eino bitoras ona. He's not in the rules of ona. The rules of ona is that if it was less than a sixth, it was forgiven. But with him, afilu bepachas mikdei ona chozer. Even less than a sixth, he doesn't forgive it, and he can reverse the deal because he needs to make a profit to live, and therefore, even a small profit that he loses could be a big blow to him. Therefore, he can reverse himself even for less than a sixth. Tanya Kavasid Rav Nachman, we have a braisa like Rav Nachman's interpretation that even if it was a sixth that he was underpaid, he can't reverse it when he's a merchant. Rav Yudomer Tagar Ein Lo Ona Mipnei Shu Baki. Rav Yudah says the Tagar, the merchant, doesn't have the laws of Ona because he knows the prices. And he chose to take a lower price. He knew it, but he wanted to get the cash, and that was his choice. Mishu, it's a lot of the person who was taken advantage of. Yadu alo Yona has the advantage. Mani Mastisan asked the Gemara, who's the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Nasan, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It's not Rabbi Nasan, nor is it Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, because we learned before that Rabbi Nasan says there's an acquisition and you have to return the Ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said he can choose. He can either return the amount, or he can either demand the amount back or have the whole deal reversed. But our Mishnah is against that, because he Rabbi Nasan, if it's Rabbi Nasan, Mas Nisan Katani, the Mishnah says he's in charge, the one who was taken advantage of. Ratza, if he wants to, he can say, give me back my money, I'm going to reverse the whole deal, or he can say, just give me back that which I overpaid. Ubraisa, but the Braisa lo Katani Ratza didn't say that he has the ability to reverse the whole deal. All he has is the ability to demand back the overpayment, according to Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and if our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, 1 second, Mas Nisan Katani, the Mishnah said, he can say, I can reverse the whole deal, or I can get my money back that I overpaid. So in the Mishnah, Mas Nisan Katani, Lokeach, it says that the buyer has that advantage. But Ubraisa, the Braisa that we saw earlier, said that the Mocher was the seller who had the advantage. So Amr Belazar, Belazar said, oh, no, zo, this Mishnah, any Odea Mishnah, I don't know whose opinion it is. Rabba, Amr Rabba said, Lolem Rabbi Nasani, our Mishnah is Rabbi Nasan. But Tani Nami Bebraisa, you have to change the Braisa. Not that Rabbi Nasan and the Braisa says that the man who overpaid can get his money back. He has a choice. He can get his money back or he can reverse the deal. Ratza. Rabba, Amr Liolem Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Shia Bimas Nisan, come a farish Bebraisa. What the Mishnah left out, the Braisa is explaining. The Mishnah says that the buyer who overpays has an advantage. The Braisa is saying the seller who is underpaid has the same advantage. Amravashi, Ravashi said, Dekonami, I like this answer of Rava Diktani, because it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, Echra lokeach vechra mocher, that the laws of Ona apply to a buyer who overpays and applies to a seller who gets underpaid. So then the Mishnah goes on to explain, though, the lokeach, only about the buyer who overpaid. So shmamina, shiure shaire lemocher. The Mishnah had left out the part about a seller who was underpaid, and that's why you had the braisa to fill it in. Shmamina, that's a good explanation. Itmar, we learned. Omer lechaveiro, a person who tells his friend, I'm going to sell you this object, but on condition you can't make a claim of ona against me. So Rav Amar, Rav said, even though he made that condition, yesh lo olav ona, the person can make a claim of ona. I was overcharged. Shmuel Amar, no, if they had explicitly said that, ein lo olav ona, they don't have the ability to make a claim of ona anymore. Says the Gemara, Lema, let's suggest that Rav, who says that even after there was an explicit condition, you still have the laws of ona, Amar Rabbi Meir, that's following the view of Rabbi Meir elsewhere. Shmuel, who said that if there was an explicit condition about a monetary issue, then the law of Onah is waived. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya related to Braisa. Omer Leisha, a man who tells a woman, Ariat Mekudeshesli, you're married to me, but Almanas on condition, She'ein lach alai, She'er Ksus V'Onah. You don't have a right to demand from me clothing, food, or time, personal relationship. Ariat Mekudeshes, she's married, Utsno Batel, but the conditions didn't take effect, Rabbi Meir, because it's a condition against the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, B'davar Shebe Mamon, in terms of the monetary issues, money for clothing, money for food, Utsno Kayim, the condition did last, because money people can waive. So Amal Charav, Sarav, who told you here you could not make a condition to waive Ona, will tell you, Anad Ami Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. My view would work even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that a condition to waive monetary obligations work with a husband. She knows that he's supposed to give her clothing and he's not, and she forgave it. But when a guy overpays, does he even know that he's overpaying? If he was told by the seller, you've waived your rights to make a claim. Okay, but he doesn't know that he's being mistreated here. He doesn't know what the real price is. So how could you say the machil? Maybe he's saying, okay, because he's sure that he's not overpaying. And he goes with the object. He tells his friend, this is what I bought. This is how much I paid for it. They say, one second, you were fleeced. And he didn't know. So that's not the same thing. Shmuel will tell you, Anada Amri, you said that when they made a condition to waive Onah, the condition takes effect. Afil Rabbi Meir, it takes effect even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that when you make a condition against the Torah, namely it doesn't take effect, because Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Meir Hasam, when Rabbi Meir say that over there, El Devadai Ka'akar. Because, again, in that situation, where I'm saying, a husband says, I'm not going to give you clothing, I'm not going to give you food. So that he's trying to explicitly go against the Torah. So that didn't work. When a guy says, here, I'm selling you, but no returns. You can't come back with the claim that I overcharged. So it's not necessarily going to be an uprooting of the Torah. Not necessarily, because maybe he's charging the right price. He's just saying, I don't want to have a hassle anymore. So it's not necessarily uprooting of the Torah. So then, Rabbi Meir would say it does take effect. Amar Rav Anan said, L'didi mifrish ali minedim ar Shmuel. I heard from Shmuel himself the explanation. Omer l'chaveiro, a person who tells his friend, I'm selling to you the object, but you can't make a claim of onah based on what I'm charging. Amanash ein lecha onah. So that works. Ein lo olav onah, that the buyer can't come back later and say, hey, I was overcharged, I had to pay too much. But if the person says, here is an object, almanas, she'ein bo onah, on condition that there is no onah in it, so what those words mean is, I'm promising you it's a fair price. And if it turns out that it's not a fair price, Hareyesh bo onah, there would be a law of onah. Meisvei, I'll challenge you. We went in a brisa. Hanosein v'hanosein ba'amana, a person who does business with trust. So he gives him the merchandise, and he says, okay, you'll sell it for the right price. Or omer l'chaveiro, a person tells his friend, amanah she'ein l'cha alai onah, I'm selling it to you, but on condition that you don't have a claim of onah against me. Ein lo olav onah, there are no claims of onah that he can make. Now, l'rav da'amar anah da'amri, afilu Rabbi Yehuda, Rav who says that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with me that if he says there's no onah, there's still onah. Right, because you can't go against Torah law. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. So Hamani, who is this brisa, which says that the condition works? So Amar Abaye said, you have to say that was wrong. Rav Amar, when Rav said you can make a condition to waive, when Rav said you couldn't make a condition to waive the law of Ona'a, right? Rav says you can't make a condition to waive the law of Ona'a, but what about this? Bryce that says explicitly you could make a condition to waive onah, you'd have to say, Rav will tell you, I'm following Rabbi Meir, who says you can make that you can't make a condition to waive Torah law. And this Bryce was following Rabbi Yehuda, who Shmuel to Amar, but Shmuel who says that the condition of there's no onah works, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Shmuel will tell you this price is following a Yehuda too. Because even a Yehuda who said that you could make a condition to waive, even a Yehuda would agree in this case.
Rabbi,
okay.
I'm
Rabbi. What's that?
The verbal agreement they do between buyer and seller, that would stand. Am I right? I mean,
yes. Know, well, that's the argument here.
Okay, how about putting up a sign that says no refund?
That's the same as a verbal agreement.
That's the same thing. Okay.
So Rava said, Lo Kasha, this price is not a contradiction against Rav. Khan, when Rav said that even though there was a condition, there's still the laws of Onah, is a case of Bistam, where he said, on condition that you don't have Onah against me, and that guy doesn't know whether or not there's an overcharge going on. Khan, in the case of the Brisa, where we said when there was a condition, there's no longer Onah, but Mefarish. when he told him explicitly, you know what, I am overcharging you. The normal price is 100, but you're going to be paying me 120 and no returns. The guy says, okay, then he can't come back and make a return. The Tanya is lent in a brisa, but medvar mamur, when do we have the law of onah bestam? When there was a sale, which wasn't explicit. Avol b'mafaresh. But when it was explicit, namely, mocher she'omer lokeach, a seller tells the buyer, chefetz zeshani mocher lecha b'masayim zuz, I'm selling it to you for 200 zuz. Yodei ani bo she'eno shav l'mana, the normal price is 100, but I'm selling it to you for 200. Amanash ein lecha alay onah, on condition that you don't make any claims against me. So ein lo alav onah, then the guy can't make a claim. V'chein lokeach she'omer lemocher, the same is true with a buyer who tells a seller, chefetz zeshani lokeach mimcha b'mana, this that I'm paying you 100 for. Yo Danny Bosha Shava Masaim, I know it's worth 200, but I'm giving it to you 100. I'm an Ashi and Lachalai Onah, on condition you don't make any claims of Onah. And Lo Alav Onah doesn't have any claims of Onah. Tanar Abanim, we learned in a Braisa. Hanosein Va'amana, a person who's given merchandise to sell, and the giver says, I rely on you to sell at, you know, the right price. Areza Lo Yachashiv Esara Ba'amana. In other words, you know, we'll stop here. We'll continue at this point tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.